From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen is closed because of threats from al-Qaeda. The closure comes as Washington steps up its support for Yemen's counterterrorism efforts. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
According to a statement posted on its website, the American Embassy in Sana'a closed in response to ongoing threats by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to attack American interests in Yemen. Local employees were sent home and advised not to come to the embassy. There was no word on when it would reopen. The closure comes one day after U.S. General David Petraeus visited Yemen to discuss al-Qaeda with Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The U.S. plans to more than double its military and security aid to Yemen, which is battling a Shiite rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. The U.S. embassy in Yemen has been the target of previous attacks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The British embassy in Yemen is also closed. A spokeswoman for Britain's foreign office in London said officials will decide later today whether to reopen tomorrow. Officials in Pakistan say a former provincial minister was killed today when his car struck a bomb. His bodyguard also died. Another roadside bomb in northwest Pakistan today struck a car carrying tribal elders to a meeting to set up a militia opposed to the Taliban. A local official said one person was killed, at least two others were wounded. 2 days ago in the same region, a suicide car bomber struck a volleyball game near where other anti-Taliban tribesmen were meeting. At least 89 people were killed at the game. The elders say the residents there will continue to defy the Taliban. Nearly a quarter of Icelandic voters have signed a petition asking their president to veto a bill that would repay $5 billion to British and Dutch savers who lost money when Icelandic bank collapsed. The BBC's Steve Jackson has more.
Hundreds of people gathered at President Olafur Ragnar Grimsson's official residence on the windswept tundra outside Reykjavik as campaigners presented him with a petition. The bill to refund investors in the bank Icesave was passed by Parliament earlier this week, but the president has yet to sign it into law. The petition calls for a referendum, warning that the repayments would be a costly burden on Icelanders for generations to come. However, Iceland's bid to join the European Union will depend on the measures it takes to rectify the damage done by the banking crisis. The president's decision on whether to veto the bill will be a difficult one.
The BBC's Steve Jackson reporting. Russia has stopped delivering oil to refineries in Belarus. The two countries have not yet agreed on a pricing structure for this year. The Reuters news agency reports there have been no deliveries to Belarus since January 1st, but there is enough crude oil stockpiled to continue operations for about a week. Belarus receives some 400,000 barrels from Russia per day. Russian oil deliveries to other parts of Europe are not affected. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Police in Mexico say they caught the brother of a drug lord who had been killed during a shootout with Marines last month. He was believed to be in line to take over the cartel. After his brother's death, gunmen massacred the mother and three other relatives of the only Marine who died in the shootout. Mexican President Felipe Calderon has vowed that he will not be intimidated by reprisals. A third brother is still at large and is considered one of Mexico's 24 most wanted drug lords. The new year brings with it the 2010 census. It's viewed as a daunting task fraught with political problems. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The census is used to determine which states gain and lose congressional seats. It's also used to allocate some $478 billion in taxpayer funds. Census Director Robert Grove says the final tally is likely to underscore one thing we already know.
I think the important thing to anticipate out of the 2010 census is a revalidation of how diverse this country is and how the diversity spreads to all parts geographically of the country.
To that end, the census is making a special effort to ensure minority communities that have been chronically undercounted in the past are tallied this time. There will be just 10 questions on the 2010 form, which will be mailed out in March. They're due back April 1st. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Residents of New England can expect more snow today. An offshore storm has brought light snow to the region. Forecasters are predicting an increase in intensity before the storm moves out tonight. They say some parts of Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire could get as much as a foot of snow. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.